Welcome to my healing world. I welcome you one and all. I hope you've had a wonderful spring. Ebbs and flows, and the spring has been a very busy time for me. Starting new things, winding down old things, you know, continuing on with your beliefs and all the things that you want to do. One of the things that I found in Maui that I absolutely think that is important to me is sound vibration. So looking forward to collecting the teachers and the people who are in love with the instrument. You know, the instrument, of course, really is our own ability to record and vibrate the information that we receive, the data that we receive. Understanding more and more about how my thoughts and how my voice manifests my world. And one of the greatest gifts I've had lately is that friend Syria, because Syria has been just a comrade with me since for about 5 years. I really want to thank Syria for assisting me on my voice activation. I wish to learn about sound vibration and chakra activation, and she miraculously just created this course, and I think going to be a lifelong student of hers. So here it is. We did a little recording. I asked for permission from everyone if they would graciously allow me to put this on my podcast. So I hope you enjoy it. Have a great day wherever you are, and welcome to my healing world. It's smoking hot. Love you all. Bye.
Aware of, and very interesting. Mm-hmm. What we were talking about was just like how people's voices change depending on what's going on, and like especially mm-hmm. women, how we tend to do this, like, you know, definitely. We make ourselves like, you know, we go into the little girl voice or whatever, like that kind of thing. So I just asked them to observe their voices, and hi, welcome. Hey. Don't worry, we totally just got a late start, and there's a piece of chocolate there for you, and it's raw. Sugar-free.
Sweet.
Amazing.
Amazing chocolate. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, I went to the Sikh celebration. Yeah.
Oh, Vaisakhi.
It was incredible.
That's today.
Yeah.
My goodness. Full circle. Anyways.
Cool. The traffic was crazy.
Mm. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. It's fun, right? It was really fun.
Beautiful dress. Did you notice anything about your voice or anything? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. You know, I can't really comment on the quality of it, but I noticed just changes. Mm-hmm. In general, just differences in the way I spoke to different people. I don't know if it was necessarily like a certain amount of pauses or lower or higher voice. But I found a difference.
Yeah. Well, I noticed when I talk to my boyfriend, I go into this little like, honey, hi, honey. And I just watch myself doing it. And it's really interesting. And I'm like... And I'm not sure that I necessarily want to change it or anything. It's just interesting that that's how I talk to him. I'm like, hi, honey. How is everything? And it's like this very kind of, you know, but it's just it's a loving way. But I was like, what is that? You know, is that it's interesting. I'm not sure whether to judge it or what to think about it. It's just an observation. And that's sometimes what it is. It's like not judging it or not. It's just noticing it, you know, and noticing it and going from there.
I'm recording this for my podcast. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. So, I thought we were... Oh my god, I'm covered in chocolate. So, anyway. So, these are crystal bowls for anyone who's not familiar with them. And I was playing... I was singing somewhere last night, and I had them in my car. So, I was like, why don't I bring the crystal bowls in?
Yeah.
Because they're really fun and meditative. And, yeah. So, and they're really quite angelic. You particularly commented on them. Yeah.
Oh, I love them. Yeah. I can't get enough.
I know, right?
I wish I had somebody in my space playing them 24 hours a day.
Maybe that's your boyfriend. Maybe that's your divine love. He'll be like, have a crystal bowl and he'll follow you everywhere like, oh. So the crystal bowls are, I don't know, I think they're from, are they from ancient Atlantis or something? That's what I want to say, because I remember I had a crystal bowl and that's what it said when I got it, but I'm not sure.
Tibetan bowls have connections from Atlantis,
yeah. Well, I seem to remember when I got my first crystal bowl that it said that too. Yeah. So we're going to drop into a meditation first. I'm not sure how this is going to work exactly because the bowls are different tones. But what we're going to do today is we're actually going to work with the vowel sounds that accompany each chakra. So I made you a thingy here, but we're actually not going to look at it now. The way that you actually, when you're learning chants and mantras and stuff, You're not really supposed to look at the words. It's supposed to be a voice. It's supposed to be like a, you know, voice-to-voice. What's that word? Mm. Oral transmission. It's supposed to be like, you know, call and response, like that kind of thing, and then echoed. But some people asked me for some of the chants that we've been doing, so I put a couple of them in the bottom. And then I wrote this out in case you want to do some of the chakra things at home. But for right now, it's I'll just lead and you guys follow. Mm-hmm. Again, because I want you to feel the, I want you to more feel the energy of each one and see how they feel. Because last time, what we did last time was we ohmed into each chakra. We just used om and then saw. So this time we're going to work with the vowel sounds that accompany each chakra, and then next week we're going to do the bija mantras. So we're just going to see, because it's a good way to get settled into the body first, because that's one of the best things you can do with singing. It's like be really relaxed and be really open, because it helps everything flow. Because even the way the mouth works and the way that the vocal cords are working, like you want everything, you want the face to be very relaxed, and you want the I don't know if I was talking about it in this class or the other one, but I think it was the other one I was saying. Like, sometimes I watch singers on YouTube and they drive me crazy because you can feel this tension in their face when they're singing, or they have these weird habits in their face, and I'm like, stop, you know? But it can't be good either, because not that it can't be good, but your best voice comes out when you're more relaxed. And so that all comes to the
Resonance.
So that's why I prefer to sing with the tempura, like the electronic one or the real one. So I actually had the real one with me the other night, so they got that one, and you guys get the bowls. So everyone just close their eyes. Is that a good tone for everyone? Is that comfortable for everyone? Okay. So just take a few nice deep breaths. Settling into your body. Feeling your body breathe as you inhale, your stomach and your diaphragm area expanding. As you exhale, letting that come softly in. And just noticing how you feel. Noticing how you feel in your body. You don't have to change anything, just noticing, just an observation. Chanting the vowel sounds for each chakra three times into that chakra area, starting with the root chakra. And again, if you want to place one of your hands in the different chakra areas to feel the energy there, you can do that. You don't have to. So we're going to start with the root chakra, which is down at the perineum, the base of the spine. You can visualize a red color if you want. And the sound for this chakra is so we're just going to be chanting three times. And setting the energy there and just feeling how that sound vibrates down there.
This one.
Oh, yeah. Fiji needs to make peace with his root chakra. Okay, now we're moving to the second chakra, which is in the abdomen, the navel area. You can visualize an orange color there. And the sound for the second chakra is ooh.
Ah.
throat chakra is I. So we're going to chant I three times and let that the sound, the vowel I, vibrate into the throat chakra. One is A. So we're going to chant that.